Officials with Puerto Rico's Justice Department say they've issued search warrants for the island's governor and his aides. Fox's Evan Brown joins us live.
And Rich, a judge in Puerto Rico wants Governor Ricardo Rossello and his current and former staff tied up in scandals on account of leaked text messages into investigators. Those text messages revealed unsavory communication between the governor and his aides, specifically using obscene language and mocking hurricane victims. Between those revealed texts and an FBI corruption probe resulting in arrests of government leaders, tens of thousands have taken to the streets in protest. Rossello is agreeing not to seek re-election, but is refusing to resign, Rich.
Evan, the U.S. Justice Department is telling former Special Counsel Robert Mueller not to stray beyond what he detailed in his initial report on Russian election meddling. He'll be testifying tomorrow before two congressional committees. This is Fox News.
When the sand gets hot, you gotta move fast, like a dog chasing a frisbee. Move just as fast to the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Because for the first time ever, you can get 20% estimated savings on select Ford vehicles. Plus, earn complimentary maintenance through Ford Pass Rewards. Don't let this hot deal on America's best-selling brand pass you by. Get into the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Based on 2010 through 2018 calendar year sales. Moda must be activated within 60 days of purchase through the Ford Pass app on a smartphone and remain active for at least 6 months after activation. Eligible on select 2019 model year vehicles. Vehicle must have arrived at dealer at least 61 days prior to the sale date. Estimated savings include an average dealer discount based on a sales survey of average discounts offered by Ford dealers nationally. Discount may vary. Dealer determines price. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 9/3/19. See participating dealer for complete details.
Senate moments ago confirming Mark Esper as the next defense secretary.
The yeas are 90, the nays are 8. The nomination is confirmed.
The Department of Defense has been without a confirmed leader since Jim Mattis resigned in December, the longest period in the agency's history. The UK has a new prime minister.
Boris Johnson elected leader of Britain's ruling Conservative Party. A flamboyant former mayor of London, he's a prominent supporter of Brexit and is pledging to take Britain out of the EU by the end of October, even if that means leaving without a divorce deal.
We are going to energise the country. We're going to get Brexit done on October the 31st. We're going to take advantage of all the opportunities that it will bring.
Johnson is set to take over as prime minister tomorrow. Opponents here are already vowing to block a so-called no-deal Brexit. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
New details about the most valuable sports franchises in the world.
The Dallas Cowboys are not only America's team, the Cowboys are the world's team. Well, the world's most valuable sports franchise. This according to Forbes for a fourth consecutive year. Cowboys valued at an estimated $5 billion, slightly more than the New York Yankees, whose value increased 15% from 1 year ago to $4.6 billion, just ahead of Spanish soccer giant Real Madrid, whose estimated value of $4.24 billion just trumps Barcelona at $4.2 billion. The New York Knicks, who despite having not made the playoffs each of the last 6 years, valued at an NBA-best $4 billion, the world's fifth most valuable sports team, according to Forbes. Jared Max, Fox News.
A Florida woman's been arrested for her attempt to get a slice of pizza by knife point. Police say 22-year-old De'Erica Cooks tried to attack another woman with a knife when she was denied a slice of pizza. Cook's now facing charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org and regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
time is running out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local now for a Tuesday. It means Tommy White joining us. He is the business manager for Laborers Union 872. He is going to be heading off. He's going to be heading off all across the state of Nevada over the course of the next couple of weeks. And we'll find out why he's doing that. But we've got a stadium that's being built, a Raider stadium that's being built right now. And we are like 1 year, maybe to the day, that this thing's going to open. The big question is it going to open on time?
Yes, definitely going to open up on time.
Just you guys past, on schedule now?
On schedule. It's always been on schedule. It's the conspiracy theorist people out there that think it's not going to open up. We've always been on schedule, and like we talked in the last show, we have to move some of the steel around every once in a while, make some adjustments, but. If you pass by the stadium today and you pass by it again the same time next week, you're going to see something different. And our plans is to open it up July 31st, 2020, and we're going to open it up on time.
And am I right? Even members of the Raiders ownership and management, they're starting already to move to Vegas.
Oh, yeah, definitely. A lot of them, they started when they first, digging the stadium here, started moving down. And so you have a lot of the executives now going to move into town. And it's great to see our city fill up and have, new residences, right?
And National Football League people.
Oh, definitely.
I mean,
definitely.
Owners and management of teams are actually moving here already.
Oh, yeah. It's great to see Mark Davis out in public. And,
I see him everywhere. Yeah. I mean, he's everywhere.
He's such a great guy. And he just says hello to everybody, and he stops and takes pictures and talks about the stadium. So he's great for our city. Our city needed someone like Mark Davis.
What is the next part of the process when you talk about building? I know that we were doing trusses, and that's dangerous, high wire kind of work. What is the next step?
So we're still putting in some of the bleacher seating. And right now you're starting to see some of the roof. Now you don't see the translucent panels yet. We're not going to be starting with them probably for about another couple of weeks. But you're starting to see some of the shape of the roof happening right now. And I mean, if you pass by it now, it really looks like the rendering of what the stadium was going to look like. And, it's just fantastic to see it every day.
I want to ask you, because we've had some of the hottest days of the year. I know last week we talked a little bit about it, but how do you try and account for that with your workers? Because that's dangerous working out in weather like this.
Yeah, it's really just kind of keeping the workers hydrated and keeping them motivated. And if you're working here in Las Vegas and you've been doing construction out here for any length of time, you know how to work in the heat. And I've seen over the years how the industry has changed, going from short sleeve shirts to long sleeve shirts and using sunblock now and always staying hydrated. And we have all those neck coolers that we've been giving out on the jobs. I think we gave a couple of thousand out in the past 2 weeks. So we want to keep our members healthy and keep them working.
Do you ever move outdoor people indoors on a given day?
I can't really say, and even on the jobs that I worked on, if you're a guy that's working or a female that's working out on a stadium or any job in town and you're up high and you're out, You just get used to it. I've never seen any job in town shut down to move the guys inside because it was too hot. Now, every once in a while when you run into monsoon season and it gets wet, yeah, we move some guys around, but we don't want anybody getting hurt.
I want to ask you about something that you and I talked about, gosh, it must be 3 months ago. And we just kind of touched on it, but I wanted to get into it, and I want to see if there is a way that we can help people to a better life. You've got an apprentice program. Explain what the apprentice program does. How many people do you have as apprentices at any given time?
So right now, I believe we have probably close to 400 or 500 apprentices out there working. It's like starting in construction. So, I mean, we do have a lot of people that come in, they take the exam, they fill out the application, and they don't know anything about construction. So we want them to start out as an apprentice, learn as they go along. Again, times is changing, right? It's you know, back when I went to school, we had wood shop, metal shop, automotive. We had all that. They've taken them out of school. And thanks to Dr. Jada from Clark County School District now, he's putting that back into school because he sees the need to have our students that are coming out of high school have knowledge of construction. So we're bringing in 17-year-olds, but they do start at 17 and come to some of our classes, but we're getting a lot of 18-year-olds now going out to work, and these kids actually get to see the difference of hands-on work and building something, and then turn around and look at it, and then going back to their family and say, I was part of that building.
I know a lot of people who have struggled with jobs and things like that in a given industry, and they want to get out of that industry, but they don't really know how to retrain. County governments, city governments, state governments, they try and help, but they're not really on the firing line the way you guys are. I'm curious how somebody that maybe they work down on the strip, maybe they're in a clerical job, and they want to do something with their hands. They want to improve their lot in life.
Right.
How do they begin that process?
Well, they go down to our apprenticeship program at 4201 East Bonanza, and they'll talk to the apprenticeship director or the apprenticeship coordinator down there, which is Archie. And he'll set them up with a class. He'll set them up with an application. And there's a test that you take just so we know where to place you in the program. We've had bankers come down that want to get out of the banking industry, in their 30s, come down and say, hey, you know what, I want to try something different. You know, a lot of people like construction because you take construction as it comes, right? So there might be some periods of time that one job's going to end, and then you have 3, 4, 5 weeks off. Our members, a lot of them have learned now that when they save that extra overtime money and they put that on the side, they can take that 4 or 5 weeks off and not have to struggle. And I mean, that's one of the things that like entice people to get into construction, because either you can make it a steady job or you can make it the job you want.
I want to ask you, because I knew that you are going to be traveling the state over the course of the next couple of weeks. And I'm curious why. What are you trying to organize outstate, or are you trying to recruit people to come down here and do jobs because we need the people?
Yeah, so we've been interviewing just general public every day, coming in and doing interviews about, wanting to get into construction. But there's a real need out there right now for concrete hands, for underground miners, for pipe layers. So we're going to be traveling our state. We like to keep it in our state, and we're going to be recruiting. We're not going to be going out and trying to organize other companies. We're going to go out and start stealing their workers. That's what we're going to do.
That's great. Now, give me an idea of the type of money that people down here make.
So
on a given project.
So just figure a concrete hand, right? He's making $27 on the check.
Wow.
And then plus he's got a $25 benefit package, right? So that's his pension, his health and welfare, his vacation pay. So our laborers, general laborers, all the way up to rock climbers and miners, we have $3 an hour goes into a vacation fund. So even after a year, you want to take a week or two off, you have a vacation fund that you can draw from and go on a nice vacation. So, you know, I mean, we've been around the state, and you get to see anywhere, you know, the same type of work we're doing here. I see workers getting paid $10, $15 an hour, and with no benefits, no health coverage, no pension. So where's the future in that, right? So we want to be able to give our members a future, have them be able to retire, have them keep their health coverage, and also give them a little vacation at the end.
When you make trips like this, what's the reaction you get from workers? And even people that are in the industry, not people that want to go through an apprentice program, but people that are actually doing this, that are doing the mining, that are doing the construction trade stuff now. What is their reaction? Are they? Does their head kind of go on a swivel when you mention that kind of money?
You know, sometimes lots of the workers, they'll be like, you know what, we've been waiting to hear from you guys, and we're glad you're here. And then you have, I guess you could say, some of the old-timers, they've been out doing this type of work, and they're happy with what they're doing, and they like just to go on about their day. But that's fine. We want anyone that joins Local 872 to let them know that there's a future for them. You know, it's not, you know, they just look at it. Sometimes they look at us as we're the grunt laborers because we do the dirt work and we do the digging and we do the concrete and we do all the cleanup on the job sites and the asphalt. So do we get a little bit more dirty than the rest of the trades? Yeah. But at the end of the day, we have a better pension than most of them.
More with Tommy White, Laborers 872. He's going to be on the road. And again, our radio show is heard in Ely and Battle Mountain and Carson City and... Hawthorne and Pahrump. We are heard all across the state. So just know that Tommy White may be looking for you. If you are in the construction trades and you want to come down and make a lot more money, this may be the place for you. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Live and Local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem.
like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's Live and Local Now. You're one of my favorite people, one of my absolutely favorite people in this state. Is the guy you would probably say is least likely to be on a conservative talk radio show. He is the business manager of Laborers Union at Local 872. He is Tommy White, and he is a good dude. And more importantly, he's a conservative sort of guy. He supported Dean Heller. He has supported Victoria Seaman.
Crescent Hardy.
I mean, this is a guy that is unlike any labor union leader you will ever find. I'm curious, how do other union leaders view you? Are you like an anomaly? Are you like kind of an odd duck in their group?
I guess one of the reporters referred to me and Labor's Local 872 as the rogue union, right? But you know what? I think it's more about we support the person and what that person is going to do the right way. And we stepped away from supporting party lines a long time ago. And I mean, I have some really good friends that are conservatives, and they understand where I come from, and they understand where my members come from. And like I always said, my union is split 50-50, right? So I'm not going to force someone down our members' throat. Now, we could turn around and say, we're going to endorse this person, but I never tell someone, you need a vote for this person. This is an endorsement that's put together by the executive board of the laborers and approved by the membership. And if a member wants to vote a different way, you know, go right ahead. And now with the other unions, I really believe, after speaking to a lot of them, they would love to come out and say, I want to support this person or I want to support that person. And but I just don't think that – I think over the years that members have been so convinced that they have to vote one way and stay one way because it's going to affect, you know, their organization, that they kind of just go with that flow. And we're not about going with the flow.
Let me ask you, though. Do you deliver votes for candidates? I mean, do you – you know, we always hear the typical union thing of, you know, buses pull up to various strip casinos and all of a sudden these culinary people come out and they herd people into buses and they deliver them to the polls and they get out the vote.
Right.
You guys do that?
Of course. When we support a candidate or we find a good candidate that we feel needs that type of support, yeah, we get out and we put up their signs and we get people to the polls and, you know, we have the vans and I mean, we don't have to go as far as getting buses. I mean, that whole thing, I mean, I look at that sometimes and I'm like, how do you think this is going to be, you know, when you have the poles set up in the back of a casino? I mean, come on, really? So, you know, getting our members out to vote and supporting a candidate, that's all. And we have a lot of volunteers.
Yeah.
And our volunteers, they know that they're out volunteering for that candidate. They're not out there volunteering for the party. They're out there volunteering for that candidate. So it all works out great.
One of the things we were talking about earlier is you're going to be going all across the state over the next couple of weeks, actually recruiting people to move to Las Vegas and work here and make the big bucks. But you also recruit, am I right? You at least have attempted to recruit the military.
Yeah, you know, for years we've tried out at Nellis Air Force Base to recruit right from the base, and you know, because of whatever government and security, we were never allowed out there to kind of recruit. And there's a colonel out there right now, fantastic gentleman. I sat down and spoke with him about getting our military that is just coming back, you know, getting them right into the union and getting them right out to work because they have Q clearance. And most of them come back with construction experience. I mean, a lot of people think that when you go and join the military, that, you know, they're going to hand you a rifle and they're going to show you how to shoot. It's not like that. It's really not like that. After speaking to a lot of military, you know, they know construction. They know pipeline. They know concrete. They know how to build, and they have all the certificates to do it.
And they've been doing this in Afghanistan for 15, 20 years. They've been building schools, they've been building bridges, water plants, all of that stuff. So they know.
Yeah. Why not put them right to work here in the United States of America?
I think that is so great. Do you think you're going to get access to Nellis eventually?
Yeah, we're working on that right now. And we don't – all we really needed was to get an – some space, cafeteria space, and speak to, you know, some of the guys that are coming back and the ladies. I mean, we have a lot of female construction workers. I believe we're close to about 400 right now, and we have some that came from the military. And look, it's like anything. Military, they're structured, right? So I never really have any problems with getting a phone call from a contractor about them. Someone that came from the military,
they're hard working.
Up late. They're hard work. They show up
on time.
They know what they're doing.
I love that.
And you know, we've gotten a lot of them out to the Nevada test site too now because they have their clearance already. So it works out great.
It's always good to see you. I know we're going to talk to you from the road next week, next time. Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate all you do, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much, buddy. I love being here.
Tommy White. He is the man. He'll be traveling the state of Nevada. You may run into him in Winnemucca or someplace else. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. The program live and local now.
Fox Business Network stocks are mixed in midday trading as robust earnings reports are lifting the market today. More than 100 components of the S&P 500 are set to report second quarter results this week. After the closing bell, Chipotle and Visa are among the notable companies releasing results. And shares of pot company Curaleaf Holdings are tumbling after receiving a warning letter from the Food and Drug Administration admonishing the company for selling CBD-based products that claim to treat serious diseases. Although it's widely believed that CBD has health benefits, there has not been a lot of research to substantiate those claims. And Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba is welcoming small U.S. businesses on its platform to sell its products. The move enables Alibaba to tap into the business-to-business e-commerce market and fend off fierce competition from rivals like Amazon. Previously, U.S.-based businesses were only able to buy merchandise on its platform. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump is congratulating the next Prime Minister of Great Britain, Boris Johnson, elected leader of his Conservative Party today.
They're saying Britain Trump. They call him Britain Trump, and people are saying that's a good thing. That they like me over there. That's what they wanted. That's what they need. That's what they need. He'll get it done. Boris is good. He's going to do a good job.
The president speaking in D.C. to a meeting of conservative teenagers. Theresa May resigns as British Prime Minister tomorrow, with Johnson taking over. Trump administration has a plan to remove some families from the SNAP food stamp program.
The USDA wants to close a so-called loophole that enables people getting only minimal benefits from the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program to be automatically eligible for food stamps. The Agriculture Department says some who are receiving food stamps don't need them and estimates that next year, a little more than 3 million people could be affected by tightening some of the requirements for the program.
That's Tanya J. Powers. This is Fox News.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Shepard Smith. There's so many streams of information coming. Some are designed to distract you and to mislead you. When news is breaking, you have to slow down. We have to begin with what's most important. I'm here to find out what happened, to report it without fear or favor, in context and perspective, and to be honest, brutally honest about every bit of it. We work endless hours to make sure that when we deliver it to you as fact, it's a fact.
Shepard Smith on Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
Just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Coming up top of the hour, the Republicans in the state Senate are suing the governor and Nicole Cannizzaro, the leader of the Democrats in the state Senate. And it all has to do with what we talked about for months, and that is the idea that from a constitutional standpoint here in the state of Nevada, if you're going to pass a tax increase, you got to do it with a two-thirds majority. They passed what amounts to a tax increase a couple of times, and they did it without two-thirds majority. It violates the Constitution. They should be slapped down, and hopefully they will be. James Settlemyer, State Senator, District 17, the pride of Minden, will join us. And we'll explain exactly what they're trying to do and what the prospects are for overcoming this modified business tax that they have increased. It's unbelievable what's going on. But we will get to that. I want to get to Rudy Giuliani first, though. And this is cut one. This is cut one. Rudy Giuliani, who I've always said is one of the top three spokespeople, surrogates, if you will, for the President of the United States. He has been termed the TV lawyer for the president. And he helped the president navigate a lot of very tricky legal waters during the Robert Mueller investigation. But I want you to hear Rudy Giuliani was on last night with, who was it, with Laura Ingraham, talking about Trump criticism of the squad, AOC plus three. Listen to this.
Well, I think they're very bad for our country. I really think they must hate our country. The congresswomen, what they've said about Israel, what they've said about our country, when they talk about disgusting people, when they talk the way they talk, when the one mentioned that brown people should speak for brown people and Muslim people should speak for Muslim people. And you hear all this. It's not what our country is all about.
Do you think he should continue, the president, I mean, to hammer this issue because they do represent kind of the heart and soul of the new Democrat Party, Rudy?
If that's the heart and soul of the new Democratic Party, they're going to need a serious operation because that's a very, very anti-American heart and soul. When you attack our strongest ally in the Middle East and want to destroy it, which is what they want to do in supporting BDS, that would economically destroy our strongest ally and really the only democracy in the Middle East. You can't be any more anti-American than that. You can't be any more anti-American than basically looking at 9/11 and saying something happened. Do you know how that made me feel? Watching almost 3,000 of my citizens destroyed by Islamic extremist terrorists. It made me feel like, well, they were being attacked. The victims were being attacked. The heroes were being attacked. That their sacrifice was being disregarded. Oh, something happened. But then my Palestinian people were treated so badly. I mean, come on. How much are we going to take? The president has to defend the essential values of America. And that's what he's doing because the Democratic Party is too cowardly to do it. Where's Chuck Schumer? On Israel.
Oh, no, they're all afraid.
On defending the state
of Israel. They're using the hit squad.
Come on,
Nadler. Using the hit squad.
How about defending the state of Israel? They want to economically strangle.
Yeah. Rudy, here's
my question.
The state
of Israel. That gets me angry.
Yeah, all the Sunday shows, they were asking all these Republicans and surrogates, will you denounce Trump's racism? Now, why doesn't Chuck Todd and Stephanopoulos
I consider them to be completely
corrupt? Yeah, why don't you say, do you condemn what the four have said?
They're hiding the millions of dollars that Biden made in Ukraine and in China, and they're hiding it, and they won't cover it. For 3 months,
there's a lot they
because they suck up to the Democrats and they unfairly attack Republicans.
You heard Laura Ingraham. Now, she has, in my view, pretty much figured out this whole, you know, this whole Democrat strategy. The, over the years, they've done the war on women. Remember the war on women? Now we're trying to paint this election as an election about racism. And if you vote with Republicans, then obviously you are racist. But I want you to listen, because Laura Ingraham, I think, better than anybody, is cut two, has figured out this whole racism strategy of the Democrats. Here it is.
It's all kind of a protection racket, though, isn't it? Because the media runs defense for AOC plus three, and in turn, the hit girls deliver some clicks and maybe even some ratings. As we laid out last week, if there's one incendiary force in American politics today, the socialist quartet is it. Now, they're the brain trust, the Democrat Party, or is it the distrust?
We do not have to acquiesce to the president's racism because he is using racism, he is stoking white supremacy, and he is allowing frankly, neo-Nazi groups to go off unchecked, because that is a key part of rousing his base.
Now, in this media atmosphere, it's easy to see how dubious, uncorroborated accounts of racism can go viral. Now, this is the same media that bought Jussie Smollett's race hoax, remember that? And never bothered with a mea culpa when it all fell apart. The same media that branded Catholic high schoolers white supremacists for merely standing their ground when a radical Native American activist drummed in their faces. And what if this anti-Trump Cuban Democrat's home address had leaked and he'd been harassed or even physically attacked himself? My friends, this is not theoretical anymore. Antifa is dealing with opponents on the streets by putting them in hospitals with brain bleeds. Most Democrats haven't even condemned their vicious assaults. So doesn't that just further embolden groups like Antifa? So why don't the Sunday shows hammer Democrats for failing to unequivocally condemn and disavow Antifa? Where's the Stephanopoulos or the CNN hosts, or where are they? Antifa uses Trump's a racist and close the concentration camp chants and signage, just like you've seen, well, where before? Yeah, you know. Well, today's Democrat Party, they don't want you to believe what is verifiably true, that Americans are now better off than they were 4 years ago. Record unemployment, we got record consumer confidence, strong retail sales, wage increases, a record stock market. Yet much remains to be done, of course, and the 2020 campaign is in full swing. Democrats have decided to fold their arms, though, and stomp and cry racism at every turn. Work on infrastructure? Oh, not with a racist. Work on closing immigration loopholes? Not with a racist. It's so pathetic.
I agree. We're going to find out what you think. This whole racism strategy, everything with the Democrats now, and this is not just the far left, the squad, and people like that. You know, Rashida Tlaib or AOC. This is everybody. This is the new war on women. That's what this is. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Tuesday. So good to have you with us. As we continue, live and local now. For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy has been following legislative session closely, and we've been letting you know what bills you, as a taxpayer and a citizen, should be worried about. We're doing more than simply watching what happens in Carson City. We're making sure that taxpayers, citizens, and individuals have a voice. But we can't do it on our own. We depend on our partners throughout Nevada, individuals, parents, and taxpayers, who donate to our cause and support our mission. It's because of the generosity of our supporters that we're able to give a voice to taxpayers and fight for freedoms we hold dear. Visit nevadapolicy.org/donate and partner with us today. Together, we can make sure that government lobbyists and insiders aren't the only voices heard in Carson City. That's nevadapolicy.org/donate. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
I want to talk to my small business brothers and sisters out there. Hey, Kevin Wall here. When was the last time you looked at your website and social media platforms? I mean, really looked at it. That's what I did late last year, and what I found wasn't very good. I had no website, my social media presence was virtually non-existent, and as the owner of a brand new statewide radio network, I knew I had to do something about it. But how? That's where a friend of mine, Bernadine, at Sofa King Creative Group came in. She showed me how enlarging my digital footprint could actually grow my business, how a top-of-the-line website could give my small business credibility in the market. marketplace, how it could actually improve my bottom line. If you're looking to grow your business and increase your revenue, check out my new Sofa King Creative Group built website at kevinwallradio.com. Then call Bernadine at Sofa King Creative Group at 702-787-7069. Ask for a free analysis of your small business's digital marketing strategies. Call right now, 702-787-7069, or visit them at sofakingcreativegroup.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent ya.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Everybody and their brother is getting excited about this Robert Mueller thing tomorrow. This time tomorrow, Robert Mueller will be testifying. He'll be probably wrapping up his testimony before the House Judiciary Committee and the House Oversight and Government Affairs Committee. And a lot of people are getting excited. And I'm not sure if they should be. Honestly. In fact, let's go to cut three real quick. Because I happen to be of a mind that I think this thing may disappoint a lot of people. A lot of people are thinking this is going to be a smoking gun. It's going to be the prelude to impeachment. It's going to show the smoking gun and everybody will go, oh, see, we told you. But I have a feeling and I've been telling you this for weeks now, I guess, that this is going to, I think, be well short of what people are expecting. In fact, let's go very quickly to John Pistol. John Pistol is a former, a deputy director of the FBI. He was on with Anderson Cooper. I don't know if you caught this last night. But he was one that said that the Robert Mueller testimony may disappoint a lot of people. This is cut three. And John Pistole, the former deputy director of the FBI with Anderson Cooper.
Do you see him actually ending up kind of reading from the report itself?
I could see him doing that if members ask him questions that are directly answered in the report. I could see him saying, well, I've addressed that. The special counsel's team has addressed that in the report. And if he is pressed too much, he may even say, for example, on page 67, you'll find the specific answer to that. And then he may pull that out and read it, perhaps just to delay that or extend the timing of his answer. So limiting other questions and things like that. So we'll see about that.
I mean, it seems like many of the Democrats on the committee would be fine if he is just reading from the report. It seems like what they want is, you know, Robert Mueller on television, even if it's him reading, they feel people will learn something that they didn't otherwise know because most people have not read the report.
Well, that's right. I think I saw something over the weekend said that of those surveyed, perhaps only 2 to 3% of people have actually read the entire report, which is understandable. I mean, it is somewhat dense in places. And if you don't have a legal background or an investigative background, I can see how people could get bogged down. But I think the key would be if Democrats were focusing on what are the big takeaways from volume one and then from volume two, and then in the totality, what are the conclusions? And even if they had him read some of the conclusions that are in the report, that would probably be the first time many people, if not most people, have heard that specific language.
There you have it. In a nutshell, this may end up disappointing. This may not be the smoking gun that a lot of you think it should be. And I'm going to be honest with you. I think what Mueller's going to do is he's going to say, I'll talk about anything inside the 338 pages of the report, but nothing beyond that. Don't ask me to speculate. Nothing. No, none of that. By the way, you know, I was thinking about this today. Time really flies when you're having a good time. It was just over, 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century because I knew that my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. In fact, their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, and engaging mobile-friendly website. They did all of the above for me. And what I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Now let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call right now, 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. 2016, even if you live in Northern Nevada or in the Coachella Valley, call that number, 702-965-2016, or check them out at sofakingcreativegroup.com. I want to move on to one of these other stories, and we have not followed it a lot because it's an international story that I don't think impacts a lot of people where we live. But it's the story of people, thousands, tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people marching and rioting in the streets of Puerto Rico. Now, think about this. Ricardo Rosello was grilled by, who was this? By Shepard Smith, of all people, dressing down the governor of Puerto Rico. This is cut four. I want you to hear... Ricardo Rosello is his own worst enemy. I mean, he's just brutal. But here it is yesterday on Fox News as Shepard Smith absolutely takes apart the governor of Puerto Rico, a guy by the name of Ricardo Rosello. Here it is.
Economically, Puerto Rico is in a fiscal crisis, $70 billion in debt in a 13-year recession. In the leaked nearly 900 pages of profanity-laced messages now dubbed Ricky Gate after you, sir, you made light of the casualties of Hurricane Maria. You casually tossed homophobic and misogynistic remarks. You were calling the Puerto Rican former New York City Council Speaker Melissa Mark Vivierto a whore. Of the oversight board that controls Puerto Rico's finances, you said, go F yourself. And when your representative to that board said he's salivating to shoot the woman who's the mayor of San Juan, you said you'd be doing me a grand favor. So attacks on women, attacks on gays, attacks on the dead relatives of your own residents across your own island, and after all that, who's left to support you? And is it even safe for you to continue to attempt to govern?
Well, again, I've apologized for that. I'm making amends for all of those efforts.
You've apologized for what specifically, Governor?
for all of the comments that I've made on the chats. That is one thing. There's another effort that needs to move on, forward, which is the battling of corruption. Look, we have implemented the
corruption
IG,
was in your own administration, $15.5 million, and five people who were on those chats, you got rid of all of them. They are now out of the government, but you remain. Doesn't the buck stop with your office, Governor?
That's right. But I was elected by the people of Puerto Rico.
And those people are on the streets of your biggest city today saying, we want you out. That's the headline in the main newspaper. And the politicians on both sides of the political aisle on your own island are saying the exact same thing. You're a man on an island by yourself. How long can you stay there?
My effort and my commitment is to follow through on some of the efforts that I've established for the people of Puerto Rico. That includes establishing, again, a plan that I've already circulated with the members within the White House so that we can battle this corruption, so that we can tackle what government employees are doing, what we are doing as elected officials, and a collaboration with the federal government.
I'm going to tell you, that guy is his own worst enemy. To tell those people that are rioting in the streets of San Juan, well, I'm not going to run for re-election. I don't think that's going to cut it. I just don't believe that that's going to be enough to stop them. And in fact, I honestly believe that it is going to be. You may end up with, and nobody's died that we know of, but people may be dying in the streets of San Juan, Puerto Rico. And after all they have been through with Maria, after all of that, having the aid not get to them when they needed it most, I'm just going to tell you, I think this the smart thing would be to step down. Do they have a lieutenant governor or do they have something like that? I'm not sure what they have in place. But what they've got now is absolutely positively wrong. What they've got right now does not work. I'm just going to tell you, this is getting a little scary. This is not going to work. Anyway, coming up, very excited. James Settlemyer will join us. He is the Senate Minority Leader, Senate District 17. They are suing the governor. They're suing Nicole Cannizzaro. That's all coming up live and local now.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the sun, and I'm confused. On most days, you're all, oh, I love the sun, it's the best. But when you're driving, you're like, wah, the sun's in my eyes. What do you want from me? I shine when I shine. Like right now, you're driving around a curve in the highway, I hit you square in the face, and you don't see the car in front of you stop short. And if you've got cut-rate insurance, well, that's not too bright. So get Allstate, where agents help keep you protected from mayhem. Like me.
Are you in good hands?
Call Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation. Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
ABET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.